So this bracha of Chen Tim Pachtecha. You're jumping forward to Yemos Mashiach. Then, in Yemos Mashiach. And at that point, you're also meant to daven in your hearts. And it should happen very soon. What's going to happen? And here's where we set our vision for the Messianic era. Tim Pachtecha. Give all of your creatures as a gift. Fear of you, so that they'll do tshuva. Hashem Elokeinu, Master of all, all-powerful, omnipotent, infinite being that rules over the world with divine providence. Al kol ma'asecha. Ma'asecha, according to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, is referring to the Jewish people. Because the pasuk says, Yismach Yisrael ba'oisav. Right, that's that Hashem is referring to Klal Yisrael as his particular ma'asim. And therefore, we are davening that all of the Jewish people should have pachad. The emascha and trepidation, which is even greater than pachad, should be al komasha barasa, on the Masayim, on the nations of the world. Why is that? Perhaps there needs to be a bigger jolt for the nations of the world than the Jewish people. We already have a sense of Yirat Shamayim. And therefore, what happens is that we need to be a little bit more real. But as far as the nations of the world go, there needs to be emor, there needs to be a seismic shift in the way that they relate to themselves, or the way they relate to the world, and the way they relate to the Almighty. As a result of that, v'yira'ucha kohamasim, all of the Jewish people will be totally in awe of Hashem. This is a yiras haroimimus. This is just total awe of Hashem's infinity. All of creations, all of the nations of the world will bow in front of you, Hashem, with subjugation. Total hisbatlus to Hashem. As a result of the fact that essentially now the Jewish people and the nations of the world are being united for a truth, v'ya'asukulam aguda achas. As a result of the fact that they're taking this seriously, Jewish people, the nations, all together they are one bundle. One group. The truth is, an aguda doesn't mean everyone's the same. Oygdin, as a lulav. We bind the lulav. What do we bind it with? The esrog, the adasim, the aravas. We bind it with the esrog or whatever. So everything retains its sense of individual identity in an aguda. But everyone's together. You take a bundle of reeds and you strap them together, you can't snap them. That's not aguda achas. They're one unit, even if we're not the same. Because we have one mission and purpose. Now, to serve you, Hashem, with a complete heart. Believe of shalim. It's like we say, b'chol levavacha or b'chol nafshecha. To love Hashem with all your heart, with all your hearts. B'chol levavacha, says Rashi, shnei yitzrecha. So we're going to serve Hashem b'shnei yitzrecha, the yitzhara and the yitzhara tov. And this is the idea of all of bad being flipped over to good. That's Yemos HaMashiach. It's the realization of the dream that starts really with Avraham Avinu. That really is the purpose of creation that's been going since Adam HaRishon.